Welcome. I'm so happy that you've raised your hand to step into your speaking power so you can have greater impact in your business, in your life, and in the world. Congratulations. I'm Johanna Walker. I'm the founder of Get Real Public Speaking, and I'm delighted that you're here. I suspect you're here because you know you have something extraordinary to say. Maybe you've got some thinking, some expertise, some big idea that can make a difference in somebody else's life. Or maybe you've heard that public speaking is an effective way to grow your business. Or you've got a great story to tell, or you want to lead a movement, you want to inspire change, have an impact. But when you think about actually sharing your voice and your ideas on stage, it brings up a whole slew of obstacles. Self-doubt, negative thinking, fear, panic, dread, the desire to go hang your head over the toilet. Sound familiar? Or maybe the call to speak is just a tiny whisper buried deep in your body. It's just starting to peer out. Or maybe you're on the journey speaking already, but you're just not quite nailing it as effectively as you'd like. Wherever you are on the path, first of all, you're in the right place. I'm glad you're listening. And the fact that you're listening to this recording means that you want to take a leap into a bigger, more powerful version of yourself as a speaker. Even if you don't fully believe it yet, your voice is powerful. Your message has value. Your story can make a difference in someone else's life and in the world. I know that that is true about you. I'm aware that I probably haven't met you yet, but I truly believe we each have a unique message to share, and you're the only one who can share yours. So maybe you're thinking, wait a minute, I just want to have more confidence at work. I don't need to change the world. That's okay too. These tips can apply to any speaking opportunity you have, whether to an audience of 2 or 10 or 1,000, no matter what the content, these tips will be game changers. All right, one thing I like to say to get us started is, this is a quote from JFK, "The only reason to give a speech is to change the world." It's true, we change the world by making connections with one another. And when we speak, that's what we're doing. We're making connections. We're making change. And if we're not going to make change, why bother speaking? We change the world in the relationships we show up for, how we show up for those relationships. We change the world as a speaker by showing up fully and speaking our truth. So when you're a speaker, you get to connect with a whole room full of people at once. That is significant. That's a privilege and an opportunity to create change. So as you step onto the next phase in your speaking journey, I invite you to connect with the power you hold within yourself to change the world. It's no small potatoes. When you claim it, when you own it, it will shine and do its work. So making a change essentially means getting your audience to say yes. Making a change as a speaker essentially means getting your audience to say yes, right? You're getting them to say yes to an idea or a perspective shift or a change in behavior, an action you want them to take. That's essentially what we're after. We want big, fat yeses from our audience anytime we speak. Again, whatever the content, we want them leaning in to say, tell me more. We want them coming up afterwards to say, hey, where do I sign up? I'm in. In order to make that change, in order to get that yes, we need to make a connection. Change doesn't happen when there's no connection. Connection is the ground. It's the broth in the soup. It's the picnic blanket for the picnic. It's the foundation of the house. All right, I could go on and on with metaphors, but you get the idea. It's the beginning place. It's the starting place. It's something so many people skip over and rush to. What do I say? How do I craft a talk? How do I organize all my thoughts? All that's important too, but really the connection is the essence of any powerful talk. It's the first step to getting a yes, a step you cannot skip over. If you think about the most powerful talks you've heard, I suspect a big piece of what was powerful was that you felt connected to the speaker. You connected with their humanity. You felt that they were talking to you. You could tell that they were showing up as their true authentic self, which invited you into your true authentic self. And that's the self we all want to inhabit, right? So the flip side of connection is disconnection. Disconnection from yourself, from your audience, from your truth. So if there's any fear or nerves or self-doubt or judgment or negative story banging around in your head, that's in the way of connection. If there's tension in your body, that's in the way of connection. If you have unexpected emotion and you're efforting to shut it down, that's in the way of connection. If you're not clear about your message and your brain is on overdrive trying to remember what to say, that's in the way of the connection. And again, without authentic connection, you're not going to get a yes. Okay, that's not totally true. You might be able to do the salesy, manipulative path of getting a yes. You can fabricate a connection and possibly take your audience and get them to a yes. But I suspect you're here because you want to do it differently. You want yeses from people you can truly serve. You want yeses from people who see you and who feel connected to you. And indeed, engineering is a key piece of that. I love helping my clients engineer a journey to yes. But for this lesson, we're going to start from connection. We're going to start with connection. Combine that with a deftly engineered journey to yes, and you're golden. Okay, let's dive in a little deeper here. Speaking is a way to reveal yourself to your audience. You get to show yourself in ways you may not even be able to imagine, not just through your words, but through your presence. I do an exercise in some of my group programs that I call Just Stand, where I ask participants to just stand in the space with an audience and not do or say anything. And a lot gets communicated in just standing. In doing this exercise, it has often brought people to tears, those doing the standing and those doing the witnessing, because it allows us to drop deeper into the connection without getting hung up in words. Don't get me wrong. As I said, words are important, but beneath the words is you. And we want to get more of you onto the stage, into the room. So, if you want to make a connection, you have to bring you into the room, and you also have to stay in the room. All of you. That means your scared parts, your messy parts, your genius parts, your joyful parts, all of you. That's one of those things that's easier said than done. There are many ways to leave the room before or during or after your talk or presentation. I had a theater teacher of mine, Michelle Ellsworth, who called it smoking crack in the neighbor's backyard, where your body's in the room, but part of you is somewhere else. So let's look at one powerful way to stay in the room. I'm going to walk you through some steps that you can practice. This will slash right through fear, self-doubt, second-guessing, nerves. It'll cut a knife through any self-talk that's busting its way into the driver's seat. When you're fully connected to yourself, you can more authentically connect with your audience. When you're connected to your audience, that's when you get the yes. So this exercise will help you be more present when you speak. It'll also help you dig for content. And I'll show you, after I take you through it, how to use it even when you're right in the middle of a speaking engagement. So here goes. You can do it with me now. The first step is to feel. Feel the feels. All right, slow down and feel whatever you're feeling right now. Now, there are a few different levels to feeling. First of all, what physical sensation do you feel? What parts of your body are making contact with the ground? Your feet, your seat, feel that. When you bring your awareness there, what do you notice? What do you notice? Feel your clothes against your skin. Then shift your attention to physical sensations inside your body. Feel any achiness, any tightness in your jaw. Feel your belly rise and fall with breath. What movement comes along with the breath? Feel where there's aliveness in your body, where there's stickiness or stuckness. Feel that. For now, there's no need to change anything. Just feel it. Notice it. Bring your attention there, your awareness. That's a huge piece of being able to show up in the room is awareness. It's being able to be aware of what's happening right now. Now, feel any sensation that might be connected to an emotion. Is there sadness, boredom, excitement, fear, anxiety? You don't even have to name it. We're very habituated to name our emotions. And certainly in some situations, that's really useful. But for now, let go of the name of the emotion and simply feel the sensation of it. I feel my heart beating fast. My belly is a little bit tense. I feel jittery sensation move up my spine. My legs are restless and they want to get up and dance around. Like that. So track whatever sensation is happening in your body. Now you might try imagining yourself in a high-level speaking situation. Put yourself there in the anticipation of it. What do you feel? What sensations arise with the anticipation of this high-level speaking event? Might be fear or anxiety, might be excitement and joy. But again, go to the sensation of it. Where does it show up in your body? What comes alive when you imagine that particular situation? The goal here is not to fabricate emotion, but to feel it and to be prepared to stay present when you're in a higher stress situation. Your body holds a lot of wisdom. And most of us spend a lot of time rushing our bodies through busy days without much awareness. So right now, feel your body. Bringing awareness to your body now will also support you in staying present and aware when you're in that higher level situation of speaking. So let this be an ongoing practice of awareness. All right, the second thing is to breathe. Breathe. Of course, we're breathing all the time during our days, but when we bring our attention to the breath and wake up a deeper, fuller breath, that's going to connect us to our power. So imagine you're about to get bad news. You're stressed, you're nervous, you're anxious. You pick up the phone expecting dreadful news. Imagine that right now. Imagine that. Connect with that sensation, and instead, you get good news. So you breathe a sigh of relief. Do that now. Breathe that sigh of relief. And when you do that, crack your lips, breathe through your mouth. As you inhale, think inspiration. Inspirare is to breathe, to blow life into. Life is inspiring you as you breathe. Your breath is blowing life into you. As you inhale, you take the world in. As you exhale, you express your version of being human. Soften your spine. Total inner relaxation on the exhale. All the tension is gone. So the world comes in through your breath, through your inhale. You live it, and then you exhale your expression of the world. So now, remember all that sensation from step one, anxiety, tension, fear, nerves, excitement, joy. As you breathe, let the breath scoop up all that energy of the sensation. Send it out with an exhale. I like to imagine the actual scooping. Can you create an image in your mind of the breath as a bubble, a big sack, or even arms scooping in a loved one? As you inhale, as you inspire, scoop up all that sensation. As you exhale, send it out through your breath. Now, as you continue, let your belly expand as you inhale. That's where the power lies. This is where your vocal power lives. We're so programmed to suck in our bellies, but we literally connect to more of our power when we stop sucking in our bellies and breathe. And again, with each inhale, scoop up any sensation that's banging around in your body. Let it now become your battery pack. It's the energy that drives you. And then as you exhale, express it to the world. Your breath is an intimacy creator. It allows you to be more present with yourself, which brings you to more presence in the room, which supports the connection you're making with your audience. So, speaking of your audience, we come to step three, which is see, look around. Where are you in the space? What room are you in? What do you see? Connect with what's around you in this moment. Look, nothing bad is happening. You're surrounded by benign reality. No matter what sensation is going on in your body, look out of your body and see what's around you. Earlier, we brought our awareness to our body. Now bring your awareness to the space. Take a moment now and just look around. Can you stay connected to the sensation in your body as you see what's around you in the space? That's what we're looking for as a speaker, to be fully connected to yourself, your heart, your breath, your body, whatever sensation is in your body, and at the same time, be fully connected to the audience. Step four is to speak from that place, fully aware of sensation in your body, fully connected to your breath, fully connected to the space around you. As you speak now, let your voice take a ride on your breath. Just like earlier you imagined a big balloon scooping up the sensation, now imagine the words taking a ride on your breath. Your breath moves through your body and your words ride it out to the world. Let your voice come from and through your body and share it with the world. You can try playing with moving the sound through your body. Play with making sounds you might not normally make. Play with feeling powerful in your voice. Play with all the possibilities. And now speak a piece of your message. Go ahead. Pause this recording and give the 1 minute talk of your life. What do you want to say? Set a timer and just say it. Believe that it's valuable, that it matters, that it must be spoken. It must be spoken. All right. I want you to trust your body and trust your breath. And if you find yourself going up into your head and thinking, oh gosh, I don't know what to say. I don't have a message, or I need to work on this. Let that story go and come into your body, into your breath, into your knowing. All right. If you feel a little weird and wacky, that's okay. Part of what we're after is to get out of your comfort zone and practice so that when you're on stage speaking, you have more access to more of yourself. And I'll say it again, the more of you that is on the stage, the more easily you'll be able to connect with your audience. So this exercise is a great exercise for connecting with your body and breath. It can also be used to dig for content, just like I just asked you to speak your talk from a place of connection to your body. When you're fully present in your body, what are the stories that want to be told? When you find yourself freaking out about an upcoming speaking opportunity or about to step on stage or even on stage and feeling like you're losing ground, you can practice a version of this process. So, when freakouts come, they're usually in the form of a story that you're telling yourself. Now, I love stories. I'm all about stories. But the stories we tell ourselves that keep us small are stories that we can let go of now. Stories like, I'm a loser. I shouldn't be doing this. I should have practiced more. I'm an imposter. I suck as a storyteller. I should have been a dentist. And on and on. I'm sure some version of these stories is familiar to you, right? They get so deep in our bones that sometimes we're just not even aware that we're telling them. That's why when I catch the story in my head, I come back to my body, back to the wisdom of my body. And that's what I want to invite you to do. come back to the body. So when you find yourself caught in a head trip, just say, back to the body, back to the body, and bring your awareness back to the body. Feel what you're feeling without the story. Let it be sensation in your body, not story, just sensation. Oh, my chest is tight. My belly is a little shaky. My breath is speeding up. Track the sensation. Feel it. If there's emotion, feel the emotion. Don't shut it down. Let the emotion also be sensation. My heart feels hot. There's energy welling up behind my eyes. Be with it. Be with the sensation and lose the story. Okay, then breathe. Connect with that big scooper we talked about earlier. Scoop up all that sensation into your breath. Your breath is a powerful transformer. It can transform all of that energy into power. So connect with your breath, scoop up that energy, and then see the audience. They're just people doing their best, as are you. See them so you can talk to them. If you're not in front of your audience yet, see the space around you. See where you are right now in this moment. Look around. Notice nothing bad is happening. And now from that place, speak. Let the breath scoop up all the sensation that's moving around in your body and use the breath and the energy of that sensation to empower your voice. Now, this is something to practice again and again. Practice it on your own. Practice it with a friend. Feel, breathe, see, speak. Your body is your voice. Your voice is your body. It's your body that shows up on stage to speak, so don't leave it behind. Bring it and all of its wisdom with you. That's how you're going to make the connection you want to make with your audience. At least it's square one. It's where it all begins. I hope this has given you a head start in pointing yourself in the direction of sharing your message in a big, bold, powerful, true-to-you way. Bringing your breath and voice and body fully into the room is so key in making the connection you want to make with the audience and getting them to buy into your big idea. Next step, of course, is crafting the journey to yes through content and story. But again, we got to start with the connection. If you want help crafting a talk, I'm happy to talk with you about private packages I offer or my mastermind for women leaders called Women Who Speak. If you want opportunities to get on your feet practice in unconventional and extraordinarily fun ways, you might want to check out the Speaker's Playground. Either way, whether we work together or not, I'm excited for you on your speaking journey. Your voice matters. Your story matters. I know that. And I commend you for showing up and for speaking your truth.